Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is all here for another hour here on the DJV program. I was told yesterday by a wise person that I do not say my name enough. I'm always extolling the value and the virtue of Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner, but I don't mention my name. My name is Ray Momino. No, it's not. It's Cool Doug Steffen. That's me. There's a guy on Sirius that does a 50s doo-wop show on Sunday night, and I find myself listening to it. His name is Cool Bobby B. And I thought, oh, that'd be nice. I could be Cool Dougie S. Doesn't have quite the same ring to it, though, does it? When you get right down to it, and I'm certainly not that cool. So maybe we'll just stick with Doug Steffen and get into the wow and the zing of the day, which is all about, I think in many people's minds anyway, what's going on in the Olympics. I see that this lady who skates for Team Netherlands, her name is Irene Wust, W-U-S-T, skating her way into history Monday night, winning individual gold for the fifth time. Hasn't been done. Do you know anybody else? Where does she rank in the overall medal count? And where do we rank? And what does the number look like? Victoria, Jay, who's on top of the numbers? People say
medals haven't really, I mean, very few medals have been given out yet because stuff is just starting. So yeah.
Don't we always at the beginning or through the whole thing, don't we focus on, a lot of people just focus on, okay, where are we against the Chinese? We want to have more medals than the Chinese and the Russians. Right?
That's
really
my only interest in the Olympics, is checking the paper every day and going, all right, are we winning? Okay,
yeah.
Next.
Well, that's what I mean. I think that's where a whole lot of people are. And so when you look at these things, and I don't think that should take away necessarily from a lady like this who does this. Michael Phelps didn't do it. Simone Biles didn't do it. But she's done it. So I think that's kind of cool.
What'd she do again?
She's won her fifth straight Olympic gold medal.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Good for her. That's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. So for those of us who are, and I say us collectively, I don't mean me necessarily, jingoistic and just interested in the Americans and whether we're beating the Chinese and the Russians or not, to not pay attention or to not say congratulations and not think and wish goodwill to somebody like this Irene Wust is, I don't know, it's a little, not selfish, self-serving, but I think if somebody's doing a good job no matter what it is, it's cool. Say, congratulations, good for you, send her goodwill. As much as anything else.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like we're going to be doing really well with the men's figure skating. Nathan Chen broke a world record last night. I stayed up until I couldn't stay up anymore.
Did
it was like
you?
11:15.
Really?
Yeah. I love watching men's figure skating in general, but Nathan Chen is in the last Olympics, he came out as, I think he was like 18, and he was supposed to be, you know, the rising star, and he had so much pressure on him, and he fell a couple times. It was a really disappointing Olympics, and last night he went out and broke the world record and blew past everybody by like 14 points, which is unheard of, really. And so he is now in first position going into the free skate, and so he has set himself up to win gold, which would be incredible for the U.S., and so it was exciting. There are a lot of really good skaters, also a lot of falls.
I don't know if it's the
ice or if it's nerves, but a lot of people
fell. The skater is 15 years old. Her name, I think, is Camila Valilia. Is that right? Is that close? V-A-L?
I haven't seen any of the women yet. Adam Rippon, who is a former bronze medalist from the men's figure skating, he's all over TV and stuff. He's really funny. He's become kind of like a personality on TV. He's now coaching a young girl named Mariah Bell, and so I'm excited to see her skate because he's gone into the coaching world. But other than that, I haven't really seen a whole lot. I saw some of the slalom
She's
stuff
She's not the
yesterday.
One who defected to China and fell, right? And everybody was kind of...
No, uh-uh.
What's
no,
her?
She's
American,
from Oklahoma.
She's born in America?
That other girl is born in America. Her mother's Chinese, her father's American, but she's also American, and she's on the Chinese team,
yeah.
And then
yeah.
she Ooh. Fell.
Go figure that one.
I think somebody else did that, too.
Have they got her aunt and uncle in a prison someplace and they threatened her to...
I mean, it wouldn't be the first time.
Like Peng Shui, because obviously that was going on with her.
So this Camilla lady is 15 years old, and according to some people who are reviewing the Olympics at this point, she could be the greatest of all time. I don't know what she's doing, but did you see her
debut? And she's the her debut. She is the very first woman to do a quadruple jump at the Olympics. This is her debut, and she is like rocking it. 15 years old.
Yep.
I saw that jump. I didn't see her whole program, but wow, that jump was pretty amazing.
And especially when there's a video where they slow it down, and it's like she gets so high, and just the athleticism, it's incredible.
It's good to be able to do stuff like that. Here's kind of a bizarre scene. Did you look at this? The women's Canadian team beating the hell out of the Russians 6-1.
What sport?
I guess that's in hockey.
With their masks on?
Yeah.
It was so dumb. That was so apparently the Russians, like, there was some, I don't know, something where they had, like, an initial positive test or something on the team.
Yeah.
So
right.
The Canadians said, well, we'll play with you, but you have to wear an N95 mask while you're playing hockey. Imagine that. Right. That's, like, endurance to the max. And so Russia says, we'll play with an N95 mask if you play with an N95 mask. So then they all play with an N95 mask. And then I guess somehow during the game, like, something came out, like, the initial positive test was not real, and so they then took all the masks off on the Russian side, but the Canadians finished off the game playing with them on.
Yeah. Okay.
Has anyone ever had a COVID test in your mouth, like when they swab your mouth?
I did one of them that I
had. Not when they, but when I did originally, they did like the cheek mouth swabs. Yes.
I have never had that. I've had a lot of COVID tests, but it's always just in the nose, so I was wondering if something, you know, possibly nefarious was going on because they're swabbing all the athletes in their mouths, too.
It's
a lot of DNA
collected. That was kind of the worry, right, is that here, when we first had our, like, major, like, super testing sites, it was all mouth. You know, you had to swab. And so, I don't know, it's not great. They collect your DNA. They, you know, who knows what they do. There was a lot of fear-mongering about that. But they also aren't very accurate, those tests. The nasal swab tests are a lot better.
Yeah, so that's why I'm surprised that they're doing the mouth ones over to all the athletes now, which seems weird.
What's the event slope style? Anybody watching that?
That's when you snowboard slalom style, like the big snowboard slalom.
Is anybody boycotting the Olympics? Because I am.
I'm not boycotting our athletes, no. I thought about it. I've talked about it with a lot of my friends. And, like, you know what? The two things can be true at once. I cannot stand the Chinese government and what they do to their own people and to the rest of the world. But I also support our athletes, so...
I mean, the truth is I never watch the Olympics, so I don't really watch it. But what really does bug me is not the people watching the Olympics. What bugs me are the corporations like Coca-Cola with their names splashed all over it when they pulled such a stink about the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, yet they're fine with the genocide games, apparently. I mean, it's like,
The corporate stuff is a whole different
level. That's very questionable to me.
Yeah.
So, Red Gerard,
Jamie the snowboarder.
Anderson are both snowboarders.
Yep.
They left the event, didn't have any medals. This is the first time apparently Americans have failed to capture gold in this event. And so one would wonder where, that's what I was asking about when I saw that, what were our Olympic numbers at this point. Anyway,
when does Canadians
Sean White won that
one. When's his award or his event? I've been trying to figure out. With the time difference, the schedule is really tough to kind of figure out when you want to watch stuff. Because NBC highlights certain things at night, and then they have the NBC. Then they have it's on USA as well, and then it's on the NBC Olympic Channel, and then Peacock. There's a lot of options there, but it's kind of confusing.
All right, a couple of Super Bowl notes. Ticket prices apparently are doing the same as the hotels and the airplane tickets there, Jennifer. The hotels are pricing themselves at 3 to 4 times normal. Plane tickets are about twice to three times what they normally are from anywhere in America to Los Angeles for this weekend. And
who
I guess the
still trying to buy a ticket for this weekend? That makes
sense. Well, there'll be a lot of people that are hacking. What do they call them? The people who go out to
scalpers.
Right, exactly.
I can't imagine, though, how, you know, I don't know if I buy it for the Super Bowl, because to scalp a ticket, you'd have to be wandering around with, like, $25,000 in cash. Like, I don't know. I feel like the Super Bowl isn't for, like, the average person. The Super Bowl higher up.
Somebody yesterday paid $2 million for a luxury box seat.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I'm getting at. It's not like you're going to walk around Inglewood, California, and say, hey, I got some tickets for you. I got some tickets for you. 65 grand.
And you're not trying to book a... Right, but you're also not, like, trying... If you're paying $2 million last minute for a suite, you're not, like... You're on a private jet. You're not looking at Frontier for a $79 one-way ticket. Like, it's just not... I don't know. I think that the airlines maybe are using that as an excuse to price gouge. Because I don't really think that they're filling up with people who are flying to the Super Bowl.
Ticket IQ data.
Ohio people, but I doubt it's a lot.
Has a 24-person luxury suite on the boards now, available for $907,000.
That's
$37,000
a
seat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Anyway, so that's what some of the crazy people are doing. Halftime show is going to feature an ASL performer, for those of you who don't know, American Sign Language performers. This is the first time that's happened, too, right? Isn't it under the circumstances?
Yeah, they do it for the national anthem. Maybe America the Beautiful, I would assume both. But they have never done it for the halftime show, which I think is, it's long overdue, right? It just,
but who's
going to
see it? Can you see, well, the television cameras, I guess, be on it for people.
Yeah.
Or watching at home. It's not, the people there aren't going to benefit from it because they're going to be able to see them any.
They'll probably be up on the big screen. So
who's going to watch the halftime show? Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, Kendrick Lamar. What's in it? I suppose Snoop Dogg just for the fact
that
he's
Dre
there.
And Snoop and Mary J.
These
that's
are all
be
LA
amazing.
Rappers.
Yeah.
No, rappers.
So it's like they're West Coast rappers.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Eminem's up for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. So, yeah, it's going to be a great show.
Deaf musicians Warren Snipe and Sean Forbes are performing.
They're the ASL signers.
Yeah. Oh, they are? I thought they were musicians. No?
They are. They do what they call, like, deaf rap, and so they interpret what's happening.
That?
Well,
deaf
what they
rap?
Do is, listen, they interpret what they're seeing, and then that's how they sign it. So it's their interpretation. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting for people with... A lot of people are happy about it.
Okay.
ASL is a good thing to have on the TV.
Right. Got it. All right. So that takes care of, Olympics and Super Bowl. So now we can concentrate on other things happening as that moves us to 18 past the hour.
Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Angie's List is now Angie. Your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Hola, Carla speaking.
Carla's Roofing Company always goes above and beyond.
We heard about next week's forecast.
She needs a new foreman to weather a storm of projects.
You mean another full crew before Wednesday? Mira Jose, can you work Wednesday?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who wants to know what the difference is between Hulu's Kardashian show and what's the other one? Where else is
Keeping
there?
Keeping Up.
Another?
It was on E!
The one
on
Keeping
E!
Up.
Probably right. More millions of dollars, right?
Is right. You think so? So Hulu versus E! That's kind of where we are here. And our first story that is trending on social media, Jay Kirshner front and center after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, here we go. Let's get into it, Jay. What's the more important, the Hulu show or the E! Show when it comes to those Kardashians?
That's the question. Right now, probably the Hulu show, because they just announced the premiere date for their new series, The Kardashians. It's going to be dropping on April 14th. This comes after they did 20 seasons on E! With Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And for the new series, they're talking about how it's going to be really intense, with intense pressures of running their billion-dollar businesses, fun stuff of playtime, school drop-offs.
So it's all,
really going,
there's no, you won't be able to see it on E! At all?
No, this is a totally different series. It's on Hulu. Yeah. And one of the things that they're saying is that this is going to give the real stories behind the headlines. Now, call me crazy, but I thought that's what Keeping Up with the Kardashians was also about. I didn't really watch it. I saw like a couple episodes here and there. So I am one of the people that I am kind of curious. What is different about the Kardashian series?
Like drove the headlines, right? Like they would create something that would air then on the show that would become a headline for them to deal with in the tabloids too.
Well, they had said during their reunion when they left E! That they got very frustrated with the amount of time it takes for them to shoot and then when it airs. And so on Hulu, apparently it's a much shorter turnaround. So they said that like, you know, Khloé would break up with Lamar, and then 6 months later you'd see it on TV, and we've already read all the headlines in Us Weekly and in Page Six. And so that was one of their big complaints, was that E! Had such rigid seasons and scheduling that they just felt like by the time it aired on TV, you had already read all the headlines, which is true, and that happens a lot with, you know, like Jersey Shore. Now Angelina's getting divorced, so we'll see how long it takes for us to see that actually happen on TV. So with Hulu, it's going to be faster.
There was another reason for it. I'm betting more money in the Hulu deal.
Yeah.
So where does that leave Ryan? Ryan's the producer. Is he along for the ride?
I don't know if he is anymore. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not sure.
Yeah.
But they signed like a multi-year deal with Hulu to create all kinds of content, and it's a lucrative deal.
Well, if they edged, isn't Ryan responsible for all this stuff getting to E? Wouldn't it be better, or wouldn't you think it would be more fair if he were a part of this whole thing?
He's definitely one of the ones who helped create it. Yeah, for sure.
Right. All right. Let's have it. Let's hold a good thought, Ryan. We don't want him to be cut off.
No, poor Ryan. He might need more money.
Yeah. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top 101 tech story. I'm Nick Miles. The electric vehicle has come a long way, and Hyundai is comparing its evolution to that of the human innovations in the new national marketing campaign for the all-electric IONIQ 5. The campaign theme, Your Journey at its Most Evolved, comes to life in two new commercials starring Jason Bateman. The campaign will extend across multiple social media platforms, including YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
Limu and Doug.
Check it out, Limu, a roadside carnival.
Step right up, folks. Test your strength. Come see the fire-breathing baby.
Let's fan out and tell people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Look, an emu wearing sunglasses.
Limu, famous.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
White House science advisor resigns after internal probe found he bullied staffers.
If you're ever working with me and I hear you treat another colleague with disrespect, I promise you I will fire you on the spot.
That was not the case, as Eric Lander, President Biden's science advisor, was allowed to resign last night after an internal investigation showed evidence that he bullied subordinates. In his resignation letter to Biden, Lander took responsibility for his actions and says he was devastated for causing hurt to past and present colleagues. On the Ukraine front, President Biden said the Russian-built Nord Stream 2 natural gas pipeline to Germany would be suspended if Russia invades Ukraine. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz offered support without explicitly saying the project would be halted. 80-year-old sister Margaret Mary Krupper of Los Angeles was sentenced Monday to 1 year and 1 day for fraud and money laundering charges, stealing over $825,000 from a Catholic elementary school. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The self-induced border crisis by the Biden administration has allowed millions of illegal immigrants to flood our country, with airline flights all around the nation shuffling them into areas unbeknown to local authorities. One Republican lawmaker is putting forward a bill that would force the Biden administration into transparency from the middle-of-the-night flights being paid for with your tax dollars. Representative Dan Muser of Pennsylvania on Newsmax.
We are up over 40 Republicans. I do expect there are some rational, nonpartisan, completely politically driven Democrats, because they've seen the disaster of this crisis. So, yeah, all we're asking for is a notification, transparency, and we want to know about the sponsors that these young people and or young adults are going to. So our CBP, Customs and Border Patrol, do not feel that they are a link in the chain of human trafficking. Mark Morgan, the former commissioner of the Customs and Border Patrol, stated very well that if this can't get bipartisan support, clearly it's unquestionable then that the Biden administration and Democrats are favorable to this terrible process and crisis at our border, and will provide not even any level of transparency as to for the safety of those that are experiencing this treacherous trek due to the Biden policy.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Having a good time and a good day. It is Tuesday, the 8th of February. Happy birthday to Jennifer Horn, whose birthday was...
Hey, happy birthday.
What? What do you mean, hey? It was your birthday a couple of days ago.
So? I said happy birthday.
I know that. I just am reiterating the fact that...
Okay. I'll take a birthday message.
I knew when her birthday was.
You did, and actually I have proof. I was actually really impressed that he sent an email like at 5 in the morning on my birthday. Well, 5 my time is probably 8 o'clock your time. I don't want to make you look like a saint. I mean, that's ridiculous. But I thought that was really nice. You know, you'd even have to be reminded. That was very good, Dougie. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Well, you're very important to me, and I don't always remember things the way I ought to, but that's something that I will try to be better. I'm trying to improve. I'm Doug Steffen, improving, with Jennifer Horn, who's improved, as is Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Improvement is in my attitude toward things. I sometimes am, people say, you've got a bad attitude about the Chinese. Really? Okay. So I asked a question of a dear friend yesterday. We were having a conversation about the Super Bowl. And me, my head goes right to, where are the footballs made? I don't want to support anything that has anything to do with China. Well, actually, yes, there is. We found out the footballs are made in the Wilson plant in Ada, Ohio. They have been made there since the first Super Bowl. Actually, they're making gloves and basketballs and footballs there since 1930-something. So you can take pride when you watch these guys throw the balls around. These are Wilson footballs, basketballs, the gloves, all of them in the Wilson plant in a little town in northwest Ohio. I don't know whether you know where it is, or Jay. I know where it is because I went to school in northwest Ohio. Little place, Ada, Ohio. Congratulations. Why are we, isn't that funny? We're congratulating ourselves on something made in America. Ah! All right, so that's that. The situation with the Supreme Court ruling, I'm trying to figure out, because Roberts went with the liberals, does this mean that the one black voting district is more than they had before? I didn't dig into it that much, but I'm guessing that there were no black districts before, and now Alabama has one black voting district. Am I reading that correctly? Looking at government things going on, that was the one that was on the top of my list. Every day I have categories of things that I look at, and so in the government department, the Supreme Court ruling gives the Alabamians a black voting district.
No, it's the other way around. It's the lower court. What the Supreme Court did was they froze a lower court's ruling that said that the map violates the Voting Rights Act by diluting the political power of black voters. And Justice Roberts, as you mentioned, joined the three liberal judges in saying, yes, it took away their rights, but the majority won and said that the lower court had ordered a new map to be drawn. And so the Supreme Court said, nope, they don't have to do that, and it can go right back to the way it was. So,
unfortunately, I think it's what's really hard about these cases is that every single state has a different way to redistrict. And so that's become a big topic of conversation, probably not just in Alabama, but everywhere. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody's redistricting because it's a census year. And so obviously the political parties are like lobbying back and forth, right? How do they get the most favorable maps drawn with redistricting? And so one of the things that like California has maybe, and I never say nice things about us, It still can get very political, but it's supposed to be an independent commission that draws the redistricting map. So they're supposed to take like two Republicans, two Democrats, and one independent or two independents, something like that. And they're supposed to help redraw the districts based on, you know, taking in information from not only the census, but from different neighborhoods and population maps and all of that stuff. And it ends up working out a lot better. Otherwise, in a lot of states, it becomes whichever political party is in power.
Massachusetts, that's what's going on.
Yeah, ends up getting the favor of redistricting. So, you know, just look at the state. If you're in a blue state, it's going to be favorable to Democrats. If you're in a red state, it's going to be favorable to Republicans. Forget the population shifts.
Yeah.
So, that's one of the things that's frustrating because it's hard to figure out.
Other government stuff going on. I don't know if any of you have filed your taxes yet. The IRS apparently is in complete shambles. I mean complete shambles. I got a notice yesterday for something having to do with a farm that completely challenges something the IRS said to me 4 weeks ago about the thing on the farm. And so I called my accountant, and she said that she's been making the filings. Everything that's gone in has gotten disrupted or has been dismissed or has just made, you know, there's no sense to some of the rulings. They're crossing each other. One ruling will counter another ruling. And she said that she has at least a dozen cases with her clients where the IRS sent the client a letter that said, you owe us $1,300. And then they, at the same time, there was another letter that went out saying, you don't owe us $1,300. We made a mistake. So it's just, woof. And now they're making changes to the tax forms, apparently. They're going to abandon a push to have taxpayers use facial recognition software to identify themselves.
Think there could have been some pushback over that?
Yeah, I think they're probably. Well, you know, there's when I went in to get my iPhone last week, the guy said, "Do you want to use facial recognition to get into your phone?"
Do you know how much more secure that is, though, on your iPhone than anything else? I know for whatever reason you have it in your head that you're freaked out by it, but it is so much more secure.
Well, they told me I've used my thumbprint on it, but I don't use my thumbprint the right way, so it screws up the new phone. I was locked out of it 3 or 4 times over the weekend.
Right.
So you want to do facial recognition? I don't think
so. Yeah, you just hold it up in front of your face. That's it. You can't mess it up.
But how do you mess up the thumbprint?
Wait a minute.
If there's a way, Doug will find it.
Ah, there it is. Now we're getting the nail coming out.
Okay.
So let's back to the IRS. So what could go wrong, though, with this, the IRS and facial recognition? What else could it be used for?
Well, the thing that's really the biggest thing that had people freaked out was the company, that the third-party company that they were using for the selfie. It's basically you snap a selfie. It's like showing a copy of your driver's license, but you take a selfie and you upload it to ID.me. And so there were some issues with that company, and I think everybody, once they dug into that, everyone kind of was like, all right, no one's going to do this, so let's just go back to the old way.
Right, exactly. Let's have the old way is gone anyway, because they don't want you to send in a paper return. They want you to electronically file it. And then I wonder what happens to the electronic files, because everything else is so screwed up there. What happens to the electronic files? They say it's better for privacy and security. Yeah, right. Okay. Well,
it's also faster processing too, because they're not sitting there opening envelopes and going through all of your W-9s and W-2s and 1099s and everything else. It's a lot more it's a lot more streamlined when you do it online.
It was a mess before, and it's a mess now. But they said, quote, everybody should feel comfortable with how their personal information is secured.
Oh,
we're quickly
pursuing.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. I'm comfortable. Thank you, IRS. Everything you do makes me totally comfortable.
Very uncomfortable. All right. I see other things going on that have to do with government. You see the blue states chasing, getting back in Massachusetts. There were a number of announcements yesterday of no more mask mandates. Big cities, medium-sized communities, face mask rules.
Yeah, New Jersey's ending it, too.
Yeah,
where I am. Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, Omicron has peaked now. And so in New Jersey and New York, and I would assume Massachusetts, I don't think you guys had it as Omicron was pretty bad in New Jersey and New York. I don't think it was that bad in Massachusetts, but Connecticut dropped theirs. New York is, they're reevaluating it right now. So
Connecticut's dropping.
Yeah.
Well,
New York,
also, unless you're wearing an
N95. It's not working.
Useless. Exactly.
Right.
It's
a waste the fact that you're mandating useless facial decorations doesn't make sense.
Facial. Have you seen any? Actually, that's be kind of cool. We ought to have a contest here, Jay. Maybe this would be cool. Let's see if we can get people to send in pictures of themselves with a decorated mask. I remember when I had, as a matter of fact, I was looking at this.
Most
with
of the countries
the
toss
weekend.
Their masks by now. This contest would have been great a year ago.
I was going to say this would have been amazing back when people were even like making their own masks.
And when people liked them. Yeah, remember people were like, "Oh, masks," and now everybody's like, "Ugh, my mask."
If you bought if you bought designer shoes or a designer handbag, and it comes in that little carrying bag, people were cutting up those bags and making what looked like designer masks.
Well,
so
folks,
remember
you think
Nancy
I've been
Pelosi. Way to go, Doug.
I've been outvoted on that one. Next.
Stay late, a dollar short.
Let's hop in the DeLorean and have that contest.
Yeah.
Last year.
Mary Margaret Kipper. 80 years old.
She's my favorite.
Been in a convent for 60 years. She's going to prison because she stole $835,000. From the Catholic school, this is a Los Angelian, Jennifer.
Yes.
$835,000.
Wait, this is a thieving nun?
Yep.
Yeah, wow. She stole all this money. And she's only getting a year in prison, which I think is
Just so indicative of LA's justice system.
Well, she's a nun.
I mean, almost $1 million this woman stole from, like, she's a gambling problem. She'd, like, go and play the ponies or something. I don't know what she was doing.
How can you do that to a nun?
How can a nun steal from a Catholic school?
They do, and they have a lot of sex, but you don't know about that either.
Oh, boy. I mean, I appreciate her ingenuity, but, like, it's just, it's a lot. It's a lot.
It's a nun. Okay. Joe Rogan.
Do you know why they call him that?
Yes, I do.
Keep going.
I think we'll keep going. Joe Rogan's going to get another $100 million for his trouble. Man, this guy, he's got a way of stepping into it.
Failing upward. Jesus. Yeah. Why is he getting more money?
He's getting more money because there's a platform called Rumble, Jay. I don't know anything, but it's a video platform.
He's not taking the deal, though. They offered him that money, but he's staying with Spotify.
Well, this would have been, I think, this was Spotify's audio and Rumble is video. So he could do them both, unless he has a prohibition against it on his.
Conceivably, but the idea was if Spotify got rid of him, Rumble would try to give him money, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like Canada's YouTube.
What, is Rumble?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. How many people watch? You ever watch it? What else is there?
Rumble has a lot of conservative content. Rumble's got a lot of conservative content on it.
How many
conservatives
in Canada?
Because
right?
YouTube likes to bump off conservatives, like for instance Dan Bongino, Sebastian Gorka. Which, by the way, like it's I don't know, it's a long story, but anyway, I might have hopped to get him kicked off of his YouTube. So they go there to Rumble because there needs.
It's a Gorka story. You and Gorka are great friends. So what? You got a Gorka story? That name is worth it. It was worth $1 million right there. Hi, my name is Gorka. Sounds like he could be on. Let's see, what would that be? That'd be a new TV. He could be a spy. That's it, right? Gorka the spy.
Yeah.
48 past the hour.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike feels like he's capable of a little more than just trips to the convenience store. Oh, also, he wants to let you know that you can buy a gallon of ice cream instead of a pint every time. Those are his words. So he said roughly like, blink the last wheel. It doesn't really translate, but the way he said it was super funny.
Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
If I'm going to work from my home office, I need my home office to work for me.
It's possible at Staples.
To be most productive, my home office needs to have everything my office has.
Also possible because your local Staples store has the tools your business needs to get work done from home. And right now, you can save up to 40% on select chairs to put the finishing touch on your home office. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 2/26. In-store only while supplies last.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All right, 53 after the hour. What do you care about at this point every hour? Is Victoria shining with the info from the world of technology? In other words, she, because she's my technology advisor, both on the air and off the air, she's very helpful to you, but she's just snarky when it comes to me and my technology.
Uh-huh. But, I answer the phone when you call, like right there, puts
that
you ahead
really
of most people, like 99% of people.
Who uses the phone anymore anyway?
Right.
All right, let's get to what's going on in the new age of technology. As a matter of fact, what is age tech? I'd be curious to know what that's all about.
Right. So age tech is kind of a new trend as the pandemic, you know, coaxed a lot of older people to get into more technology. A lot of grandparents had to use, you know, start using FaceTime to see the grandkids and see their own kids.
Here.
A lot of grandparents even started getting on TikTok so they could see their grandkids doing, you know, videos and stuff. And so for seniors, a lot of seniors during the pandemic, especially during, like, the initial quarantine, they learned to shop online. They got on social media more than ever. They use VR headsets, which you were just talking about yesterday. Yeah. And in a lot of ways, it actually really helped. And so now marketers, when they look at these wealthy retirees, they are an attractive sales group. And so they're tailoring products and services towards what they call digital seniors. And it's a new report that comes from Euromonitor, and it lists what they call empowered elders as a top 10 global consumer trend for 2022. And so among people 60 and older, 60% visit social media sites at least once a week, 21% play video games, 82% own a smartphone, which is actually a higher number than I would have guessed, but I never would have guessed that 21% of seniors play video games. And so it turns out, alongside browsing and shopping online, digital seniors embrace virtual solutions for socializing, health screening, finances, and learning, according to this report. So a survey by Ericsson's Consumer Lab found that 7 in 10 seniors, ages 65 to 74, were interested in trying out virtual reality headsets, primarily to pursue a skill or a hobby like cooking or golfing or experiencing, you know, a live sporting event, things that, you know, they weren't really allowed to do during lockdown. Nursing home residents are now using VR headsets for virtual travel experiences, too. And 40% of older people want to use the digital world for decorating their home virtually, experiencing sports or concerts, upgrading their home maintenance skills, or travel with a headset. These are some pretty advanced seniors. I love to see it. And so the bottom line, they say, is technology aimed at seniors was already getting more sophisticated before COVID, but the pandemic gave it a huge push forward. And so now we have digital seniors and empowered elders.
What about Fancy Nancy? Is she in on this?
Oh, geez. She's, no. She is so, she has a flip phone. She does
right
not want an iPhone. She can sort of shop online for the most part. She usually messes up in the checkout, so. Because she treats a keyboard like it's a typewriter, and it drives me nuts.
All right, coming up, China yet accused of doing something else scurrilous. We'll get to that after this.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so what's the Department of Justice focusing on when it comes to China?
Yeah, so they are focused on a company called Hytera. It is a China-based telecommunications company, and they announced that the Department of Justice announced they're going after them for conspiring to steal trade secrets from Motorola.
What a shock.
Yeah. So Hytera produces radio transceivers and radio systems, and they've been accused of hiring former Motorola employees to steal information related to the digital mobile radio technology from 2007 to 2020. The indictment contained 21 counts in total, and so we'll see where this goes, but I'm happy that the DOJ is cracking down on a lot of these tech companies.
Let's hear from the good guys from China. Once again, they're at it, helping us out. 59 past the hour, here to help you out. It's the DJV Show.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for you.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs
and dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.